David, music, football, blitz, things.
So we can get this one out of the way and get to just football. So the Dolphins ended up winning 20-17, but the story of the day was before the game where Tyreek Hill was detained, pulled over for speeding, handcuffed. He was just miles away from the stadium. Other players came, a couple of them came and saw him and tried to support him. They were also put in handcuffs. Well, the officer that was involved has been placed on administrative duties while the investigation is being conducted. Strange situation down there in Miami-Dade.
Look, I try to be careful with stuff like this, but the reality is I need to know what you did to end up face down in cuffs. This reminded me of the Scheffler thing where I saw this, and he's damn near the entrance of Hard Rock Stadium. Right. That, I'm not saying you treat him special, but how do we get Tyreek Hill in cuffs face down? Right. Body cam's got to speak here. Otherwise, this looks real bad for the attending officers.
But here's the thing. You're an NFL player going to your home stadium. You do get preferential treatment. We're allowing you into the stadium. We're blocking this off just for you. So, yes, your body cam better back up, and Tyreek must have went off on you.
Gotta see it.
And your wife and everything, because other than that, you want to act like mall cop? You're going to end up being a real mall cop.
It just it didn't add up to me on surface, but I have to reserve judgment, I guess.
On another note,
easiest money to ever be made took Tyreek to score a touchdown.
Oh, that was
and David, that was just like taking candy from a baby. And his celebration, hands behind his back, as his teammate comes and carries him off.
I think I could have lived without that one. I didn't need that celebration for that touchdown.
I actually didn't.
I'm sure Cleveland Browns fans were waiting for an officer to not allow Deshaun Watson in the stadium, but he was allowed. He went 24-45.
Just stop right here.
Yes.
I'm going to say this. No hyperbole. No hot take. No radio idiocy. I'm being straight with you. It's time to go to Jameis Winston.
Woo!
They got to do what the Broncos did with Russell Wilson. They got to bite the bullet. They got to move on. That performance was so egregious. It was basically a worse version of Daniel Jones because this guy makes fully guaranteed money. He can't process. He's standing there thinking about what he wants to order at the Chinese food restaurant. Like, I'll take a C7 lunch combo. No, I'm kidding. Almond chicken instead. You can't play quarterback that way.
So Deshaun Watson. Yeah, he's baked. I was giving him.
Give me the number 4 with a large fry. I'm kidding. A number 6 with tater tots. I don't know. I'll take both.
Because right now, him and Bryce Young are in the same boat.
It's time
to
go.
The Spider-Man meme.
It's time to go to Jameis.
That's the problem when he's the veteran and Bryce is in year 2.
Right, because and you spent all of this money and the city of Cleveland is like, well, what are we getting? Am I supposed to be excited about this? You're right.
Did you see Deshaun Watson try to help up Joe Batonio and Batonio slap his hand away? Not going good, as Tony would say. Not going good.
Yeah. I do think that, you know what?
Tell me I'm nuts.
No.
You got to go to Jameis.
No.
Can't play this guy.
Wow. On the other side, before the kickoff, it was announced that Dak Prescott received a 4-year, $240 million extension, $60 million per year. Will they regret this?
I mean, yes.
The Cowboys.
But not yesterday.
Not yesterday, yes.
David, they're the Cowboys. When they don't do dumb things, that's news. That was just a day ending, and why? I mean, because you still don't have a coach. You're buying into him. You're paying him $60 million a year because of all the Super Bowls that he's won you and the NFC titles and all of that, right? Wrong. You're paying him. I don't know why. I guess because you're Dallas and you just can't ever be bad.
You're paying Jared Goff. If you have a quarterback, you pay them. Look at what Kirk Cousins just got. You have to pay him. Mike, but 60's
I guess what I'm thinking is you're probably about to get a brand new coach. Maybe give the brand new coach a new quarterback and you hit the reset button.
Possibly.
Hey, Jerry Jones ain't ever letting that happen.
He loves Dak Prescott.
Well, David, hold on. Not to hijack your thing. But when Belichick comes out and says, I'm not done yet, for the right situation, I can come back.
He'll be the Giants coach next year. Don't worry.
I'm just saying.
I got it all under control.
If you allow him, hey, go get your quarterback and rebuild, and we're the Cowboys, man, You can go get Shador Sanders and start all over again.
He's my quarterback. Please, I have everything under control. David, go ahead.
Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's talk about the Chicago Bears for a second, specifically Caleb Williams, 14 of 29, 93 yards. They won a game because of a block punt return and a pick six.
Yeah.
That offense.
It was bad. What did I say on Friday? Number one overall picks in their debut are like 4-24-1 in their first game. It's hard to do. Mm-hmm. Like the idea that Caleb was going to walk in the league and be Joe Montana. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What you saw was all the little cutesy stuff he did against the vanilla defenses in preseason. Yeah, son, it's the real thing. And no. That's not going to work. That little scrambling ability,
Not Jaden Daniels. Daniels is a different athletic class. That Rico's right. He got run down a couple of times. He goes, whoa, this ain't Arizona State. No, it is not.
You're exactly right. I'm not going against Oregon State anymore? Wow. Wait,
but this worked in the preseason. Yeah, they're all working at Home Depot right now.
Yeah, that dude's currently running the tile aisle.
Let's talk about the Cincinnati Bengals for a quick minute here because they looked bad. Here's what happened with them. They didn't score on their first five possessions, punting three times, fumbling, and then having a turnover on downs before they finally scored a point. Jamar Chase still dealing with the contract situation. Higgins didn't play because of an injury. You worried? It's just week one.
No, but I'm this is my communication to Lions fans. This is what week one can look like. You got to win. You protected home field. Mm-hmm. You beat a playoff team. The Bengals just lost to a team that's going to have a top five pick. That's how they started their season.
And you have to wonder with all the different, like, that's distraction to me of everything that's going on with the Bengals. Maybe they just weren't focused and thought, okay, it's the Patriots. We got this until you didn't. And then the Patriots were like, wait, I think we could actually win a game. We may not get many. But we can get this one, and they
did. What if it's like Jacksonville a couple of years ago? This is the only one they win.
Could be. My Lord.
You win week one, and that's it.
Mike, it could be. But, yeah, if you're Cincinnati, you are not happy. Because when you do the scheduling game, everybody had that one as a W.
41% of ESPN Eliminator bets for the Survivor Pool, Bengals.
And then let's close it out with this because we waited a while for this to happen on TV. We got his debut for the Browns and the Cowboys game. Your thoughts on Tom Brady?
He's trash. He has no training. He has no idea what he's doing. You handed him $350 million. He can't form sentences. His cadence is off. There are long pauses, and he's nothing more than a cliche machine. Oh, also, his voice is atrocious. There. Anything else?
Anything else, sir?
I'm going to leave it to Mike because I was doing the Lions pregame show right here on 97.1, so make sure you're listening.
Yeah, please listen. It's free.
It's free.
He was terrible. But again, I don't. It just is what it is. Like, he has no training. You're doing a job that's very difficult. And he had no excitement, very monotone. I didn't write the check. It's not my job on the line. Go ahead.
He sounded ill-prepared. He didn't sound like he was ready for the spot.
Oh, you mean when he tells you that, hey, Deshaun Watson's going to try to score a lot of points today. That's not nuanced?
There was isms in there that he said that I was like, yeah, no bleep, Tom. Thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, I mean, I see Scott Hansen had to walk back some comments that he said. He tweeted out Tom Brady's got to get a little more excited in the booth.
No, and he didn't have to walk it back. He's just acting like a bitch. You said what everyone's thinking, Scott.
And then he came back. That was unfair and inconsiderate by me. Yes, I was saying it tongue-in-cheek, but I didn't calculate how this would come across to many. Tom Brady, I apologize. I promise I'm rooting for you on this new venture.
Somebody in the NFL how soft got to him.
How soft? He said what everyone was thinking. Tom, have an avocado. Wake up.
Did he have his coffee this morning?
Christ, you have to apologize for that? Guy got paid $350 million. I could go grab a fan at the Lions game with an engine block on their head. They would have given me more. Tom, I paid you $350 million to put out. Put out!
If I'm Greg Olsen, I would simply just tweet out a picture of smiling now.
Hey, justice for Greg Olsen.
Yeah.
That guy lost his job. For what?
Because he wasn't a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Please.
That's the only reason why.
Here's a positive. Tom Brady has beautiful skin. There's your positive. He's a beautiful man. He sucks as a commentator.
Well, and that is.
Wait till you see the exchange he had with Pereira. Go dial that one up. I'm sure that's somewhere in the interwebs.
Let's look it up.
And that is In Football Today.